Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Welcome back to Devil Indemnity, the podcast. We talk about new movies and we review them. I'm Emily Klaser.
I'm Carly Bernard, but I used to be Carly Klaser.
It still sounds weird to me when you say Carly Bernard. I'm the only Klaser daughter left.
Not for much longer.
One left standing.
Not for much longer.
I guess
longer.
Not much longer. Yeah, that's true.
We're going on Emmy's bachelorette party.
Today.
Today.
We're going to the beach today.
We're going to the beach and we're going to tie our feet together and
we're
going to
be mermaids. We're mermaids just in like the ocean. We were when kids. We literally put like hair ties on our ankles.
It was really painful.
It was not.
But we did do it and we did commit.
It was very committing. Yeah.
Now at the committed. Pool, you see like little girls with full blown tails.
I know. Where you literally pull it up on your legs.
Yeah, and it's like an actual tail.
And it wraps
tail.
Around you. And it's funny because I feel like we were always the generation that was like, oh, you kids were spoiled. And now all of a sudden we're on the next generation.
Like,
and I feel
damn.
Old because we're like, when we were kids, we didn't have that.
Do
you know?
They make adult sized fins for like 5'11"?
They make
humans?
Adult ones. They make adult ones and parents will literally like match with their kids.
That is so cute. I need that. Bingo, come up.
So.
Come on. Come up here. Come on. Bingo.
Yeah, tonight we're going to the beach for my bachelorette party. Carly did all the planning.
I did.
I had to work really hard though to make sure that she didn't tell me all of the things that she was planning.
Tried. I already gave away a couple things.
She did give away a couple things, but there still it seems like a lot of surprises. So I'm very excited. And we're filming the podcast now because we're going to be gone all weekend partying.
We're going to be playing mermaids in the ocean.
Mermaids.
Okay. Mer-bitches.
Mer-bitches in the ocean.
Ocean. They should have put that on the Little Mermaid soundtrack.
They should have. Yeah. Okay. Just a couple of intros before we get into the podcast. Number one. We're going to spoil the movie. We're going to talk about everything that happens. Number two, follow us on Letterboxd, _podcast. We post the movies before we talk about them. If people want to give us a little bit of their input, but usually it's only you and mom who comment. So I don't think there's been any input, but that's
okay,
fun.
But like, mom will not even listen to the podcast and then comment. It's like, bitch, were you even listening? Like, go listen first, girly.
I know. Yeah. Well, we filmed the podcast like on the weekend. So like if you make a comment after like Saturday or Sunday, chances are we've already filmed the podcast.
I know. Okay, I was gonna say that you need to like do something about that because sometimes I'll listen to the podcast and
look, that's just the way it is. I need a couple days to edit it, so people have to make their comments early burly.
But I want to know what I think. What you need to do is post next week's movie right after you post the new podcast.
That's what I do. I try to, but I forget.
Sometimes
like the goal
you forget
is,
and I'll go and I want to comment and then it's not
it's
on
my
yet.
Fault because I forget. The goal is to post the podcast on Wednesday and then on Wednesday as well, post to the Letterboxd the next movie. And sometimes I just like straight forget.
Okay, you need to
but I
the
did
slack,
post.
Bitch.
I already posted The Little Mermaid, so that one is
be
up.
Better.
The
bitch.
Little Mermaid was posted. I always think like, oh, I need to edit it. I need to upload it. And then I forget.
Oh, also, anyone watching on YouTube, if you want to see my dog.
Yes, today
you
the
could
dog
see his butt right
Bingo.
Now.
Usually it's Beans.
You
today
could see
it's
his booty right here.
He's a little
here.
Chonkier than Beans, I'm not going to lie.
That's really rude. He's just bigger.
That's really
that
rude.
He's chonkier.
Chonky? You're chonky, bitch.
Okay.
Bingo's sitting right here.
Okay, so let's do the first segment of the podcast, which is what are we watching right now? Not going to lie. I think the only thing we've watched is the original Little Mermaid in preparation for this episode of the podcast.
I have not watched a single thing this week just because you've been here and we've been doing
so much stuff. Yeah.
The only thing I have watched has literally been the original Little Mermaid.
Yeah, that's all we watched.
That is all I have watched. Not even TV. I have not turned the TV on once.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Sorry, guys.
Sorry. We don't have anything fun to tell you that we've been watching right now. But don't worry, once this trip is over and our lives are boring again, we'll be
back
watching
on
a lot
it.
Of TV.
Back to binging everything possible. Yeah.
Okay, so today, since Jonathan is not here and Carly is my guest, I will be the one introing the podcast. So please, you know, give me some grace. Okay, so didn't you watch Love is Blind, the recent season?
I tried it.
And Jackie, she always said, give yourself grace. And now I say that, and I just think of Jackie from Love is Blind.
Blonde. Love is Blonde.
Love is Blonde. Because she always said, give yourself grace. And now I say it, and I feel like,
what
oh,
does that even mean? Like, is that like a religious
like,
thing?
Like, give yourself a break. No. I don't know.
Well, they like, always say grace, and I'm like, well.
Well, there's also people named Grace, so this is all around confusing.
I'm so confused.
Give yourself a grace.
I've never
that means a person named Grace.
What the word grace meant.
I think grace just means, like, you know, gentleness. respect.
So give yourself gentleness.
I don't know what I'm talking about. I mean, there's the word graceful, and that means just be goddamn beautiful, right?
Okay, yeah, true. I don't know. I've just never understood that. Okay, I'm not religious, so I've always just assumed it's like a religious thing.
True. That was definitely a tangent. So
is that the intro?
Whoops, poops. Yeah, no. So this movie that we were talking about today is The Little Mermaid 2023 version. So directed by Rob Marshall.
Love him.
This guy seems like he's a big Disney director. So he did like the new Mary Poppins, which I didn't see.
It was okay.
Emily Blunt, which I love her.
I don't know. Just I don't know why we have to remake.
I think honestly,
these movies that are already so good.
I'm kind of over the Disney live actions because they're literally
been over them.
They're replicas of the originals, and they're not that much better. Like. They're really not better at all.
And the original is
they don't change the story that much.
Classic and good, and there's just no reason to go back and like try to fix something that doesn't need to be fixed.
Yeah, don't fix what I broke.
But Rob Marshall, I know he also did, which is weird. Okay, so he did this movie Nine that I talked about in the last podcast. Nine is like a super sexy, like Italian sexy thing. Yeah. And then he also did Chicago, which is also
Pirates of the Caribbean, Stranger Tides.
Yeah, so this just seems weird. Like, The Little Mermaid, like, going from so Nine
to The Little Mermaid. He either does sexy stuff or he does Disney live action.
Let's just say the word sexy.
Sexy.
Said it, like, 40 times.
But, yeah, that's the director. So, a little description of the cast. Okay, I'm trying to be Jonathan here, so please forgive me if it's not flowing the right way.
Okay.
But this movie is about a young mermaid who makes a deal with a sea witch to trade her beautiful voice for human legs so she can discover the world above water and impress a prince.
Mm.
Thank you to IMDb for summing that up for me, quoting my sources. So, let's get into the cast. So, the main character, Halle Bailey. Gosh, it's so hard to say her name. Halle Bailey.
It's hard.
At first, when Jonathan told me, I was like, Halle Berry? Like, her name is too similar to Halle Berry.
Well, it's hard because it's like the two most stunning black women in Hollywood have the same name. Like, they don't look alike, but they're the most.
They don't look alike, but they.
Halle Berry, Haley Bailey.
Like these, like, sleek, classic, gorgeous women.
Classic beauties.
They both have almost exactly the same name.
Cartoonishly beautiful. Yeah, like,
it's
almost,
crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Halle Bailey. I will not remember that. But she plays Ariel. She is my age, which is ridiculous. She was only, I think, 2 or 3 months older than I am. And she's like a goddamn goddess singing and being an icon and literally changing the world, being like Ariel.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm over here, like, doing this podcast.
I just want to say, she is better than the original Ariel.
I agree. She's
and
better.
I love the original one, but like, oh my god, she looks like a cartoon character. Her voice, I'm just gonna say it, her voice is better.
She Jodie is Benson a better singer.
It's classic, but like, I just when she was singing, I literally got goosebumps. Like, she's that good. She's gorgeous. She's an amazing actor. There's a whole portion of the movie where she's like can't talk anymore because her voice is gone.
Her facial acting was amazing. She's
like,
perfect
all around. If it weren't for her, this movie would not have been as good.
Mm-hmm.
And like, there were other people. So like, I guess Maya Hawke tried out for the role, which is like,
I don't know who that is. Google it.
Ethan Hawke's and. What's the other
Uma Thurman?
Uma Thurman's daughter. She's from.
Oh gosh, she would not have been good.
Stranger Things, yeah, and like, she's gorgeous. She's talented, but
wow,
she's
not. I did
not
know
Disney
she was
princess.
Their daughter.
She's not Disney princess material.
No, she's not Disney princess. She's cute and quirky, and I love her and everything she's been in. But she would not have.
Yeah, she's
fit
quirky.
The Ariel.
She's quirky
because Ariel is like the it girl. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Ariel's just like the cutesy, like 16-year-old, like. Little,
yeah,
I don't know. I can't even like mermaid, and she would be like the quirky, loud mermaid. Like, she would have been better as like Scuttle or something.
She was just so perfectly casted. Yeah. I just can't say it enough. Like, she's
I can't
just
say
it
enough. Perfect,
icon.
perfect.
I
all
love her.
Fabulous.
Perfect.
She's gonna be so, rocket to like stardom.
I looked to see what else she's been in, and she was in Grown-ish, which is a spinoff of Black-ish.
Yeah,
and she was also in the Disney movie Let It Shine. Do you remember that? The one about the guy who like wants to rap or something?
Oh, she was in that?
Yeah, she was. Okay. Her and her sister.
I think
because they're both famous.
Oh, yeah,
for,
they're
like,
both
singing.
Really fabulous. They're so good together.
Mm-hmm. So then Jonah Howard King was Eric. And he was Laurie in the recent Little Women. played Lori.
Lori
is the guy that they're all in love with. Lori.
I don't remember.
Lori in Little Women.
And he's like, if I say it loud enough, no. Lori.
No, he is the one that falls in love with Winona Ryder. I don't remember the actual character's name. I just know Winona Ryder.
Like episode. He was in the original?
No, but like, the Winona like Ryder character. What's the Winona Ryder's character's name?
Girl, I don't know.
Okay, in Little Women, he is the guy that is best friends with the family. He's young. He falls in love with one daughter, but the daughter doesn't love her, so then he ends up going off and marrying the other daughter.
See, I thought that was Timothy Chalamet.
He must have played older Lori or something, because when I looked it up, it said he played Lori in the new Little Women.
I have no idea, but like, I don't even care. I think he was okay.
He was so
cute. Like, he's cute.
But here's my thing. If you're going to cast Halle Bailey as Ariel, you better get her a good,
like, Harry Styles.
Freaking Eric. And I agree. Carly, you said Harry Styles was offered it.
I am not a Harry Styles fan. Let's just start with that. But I do not. I'm just, like, indifferent about him. Mm-hmm. But he was, I don't know if he was offered the role, but I do know, like, Harry Styles and Rob Marshall, the director, like, met at some point in time. And I think he was going to do it. But, like, there were scheduling issues and he wanted to go on tour. And, like, you know, you would shoot for so long. You would interfere with the tour that I think he's on right now.
Yeah, I just think he would have been better. I thought Jonah was just like a little, he was okay, like he was just there, honestly. He was just existing, and I'm
in Ariel's world. He was kind of just like arm candy. Ariel,
she was perfect, and he was just there.
But maybe like we needed less of a powerhouse because Halle Bailey.
So start saying Halle Berry, but then instead of Berry,
Halle Bailey.
Okay. But we're just gonna call her Ariel.
We're gonna say Ariel
because that's easier.
Ariel is such a powerhouse that you can't have it like two major powerhouses acting together. It'd be like an actor slapdown or something.
An actor slapdown.
I don't know. Maybe they needed some guy to just be arm candy.
Yeah, I guess that was on purpose. But he wasn't even that cute.
He was cute. He looks like a mixture of my husband and our friend Elizabeth's
boyfriend.
Boyfriend. Yeah,
he does. He looks like a mixture of Whit and Landon.
Totally. Yeah. Maybe like, well, Landon kind of has these like sunken eyes with like really dark circles, and Eric kind of
and he's got the curly brown hair.
Yeah, and then Whit kind of has like a smaller mouth. Like they have the same mouth.
I don't know what
we're like describing this to these people, and they have no clue what these people look like. Yeah, but it's
I don't know. They just reminded us of those men. Yeah. So then Melissa McCarthy was Ursula. She is an icon. I don't need to introduce her movies because you know who she is.
Yeah.
Now I don't think. Like, she did a good job.
She was amazing. She was amazing.
I think she was amazing. She put her wit into it, which made it funny.
Her voice was really good.
I didn't see her husband's cameo, which I'm a little disappointed.
Yeah,
I
hope he had a cameo. Always in all her movies.
I hope he had one and we just missed it, but I didn't see it. But she was great. I loved her. Well, I think she did the best that she could with the role.
A little controversial. I was, like, reading about it, and it seems like... So the character of Ursula is originally based off of a drag queen named Divine. So I don't know a ton about drag queens.
The original Ursula
in the like 89 movie is based off of a drag queen named Divine. And she was in this movie, like John Waters movies. I haven't seen any of them. It's like I think Pink Flamingos. I've seen Cry. I don't know if she's in Cry
now
Baby.
You're just saying things I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, sorry.
You're just spewing random words.
Okay. Basically, drag queens have, like, really exaggerated, like, fabulous, like, bomb-ass makeup.
Like, and the kind of makeup that, like, you can't just, like, sit down and watch a tutorial. Like, you have to perfect and master over years kind of
makeup. And her makeup is lazy. Like, I'm just going to say it. Ursula's makeup in the movie is fucking lazy. Awful. Boring. Not good. Oh, sorry, guys, if you can hear my blanket. It's chilly in here. A little nippy.
Chilly Billy.
Sorry. Anyways, I'm, like, going off. There was another point about, well, if the character is initially based off of a drag queen, why didn't we just cast a drag queen?
Yeah.
Because there's 1,000,000,000 gorgeous drag queens that would have killed this role.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah. So, yeah, I would say that let's go on to the next character, okay?
Okay. So, yeah. Wait, I think I was on the middle. Sorry. Okay. I just want to update everyone. The camera battery just died.
Yeah. So,
I
we
think
had
I
to
was,
kinda,
I was on a tangent we were
in the
about
middle of something.
How they should have cast a drag queen.
I agree. They should have casted a drag queen.
I also think that would have been a nice, like, inclusivity thing because, like, Disney's definitely trying to be more inclusive.
And I think I appreciate it when it doesn't seem like forced. They are forcing inclusivity, because like Halle Bailey and also the queen, Noma Dumezweni.
The queen Selena, I think was her name.
They both were just like perfectly casted. Well, like it didn't feel forced. It didn't feel anything. Like they were just perfectly casted.
It was cast well.
And I feel like they could have casted a drag queen.
Well, that was the original.
The Ursula role. Yeah. And it wouldn't have been forced.
It makes sense.
It was the inspiration for the character. Like it would have been great. And I'm not saying anything against Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah,
because
it seems
like she was very respectful to like the drag community. And she was trying to like...
Yeah.
Respect them and like do them justice and like...
Like on press tour, she was like, we were really inspired by drag queens and like I wanted to respect the community and like make the late Divine proud. But like then people's response was like, well, then why didn't they just cast a drag queen?
Yeah, I agree.
Which
like,
is
you're
kind
having,
of a good point.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't say I'm disappointed in what they did. I think they could have just done something like next step.
Maybe next
better,
time.
Because you know?
They'll make live actions again, obviously.
They're never going to stop.
Because they'll never stop.
Because they make a lot of money
on them. Even
though
nobody wants them.
And you know what? I get it, because in a sense, there is like the new generation of people who will go see it. And it kind of seems like they're fixing some of the things that maybe were offensive
Nothing
in the original movies.
Oh, okay, maybe. I don't know.
But overall, I don't think they're particularly necessary. And you're kind of just rewatching the other movie because they copy the plot.
They
word
do
for
copy
word.
A lot, yeah. Like just word for word.
Okay, so King Triton was played by Javier Bardem. He is super popular. I mean, he's been in a bunch. He was in Being the Ricardos.
Was he in Mother?
He was in Dune. He was in Mother. And he was also in Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men, No Tales. He was in a lot of stuff. He's a big actor. Now, I just don't... I will say, he was actually crying in his crying scenes, and Halle Bailey was not. You could tell
Halle
she had fake tears.
Halle Bailey cannot cry, but that's fine.
That was my one
beautiful.
Disappointment
that's
with
obvious.
Her acting is... You could tell she was using fake tears, and I hate it when actors do this. Now, I wouldn't be able to do any better, but I notice when actors have fake tears. But when you are crying, your face, like, you know, you scrunch your face. Like, you are stiff. You're like, you know what I mean? And she just was natural faced with tears, and it just makes it look fake. That was the only failure, in my opinion, in her facial acting.
I totally agree.
Was her tears were not... They didn't look real.
Yeah.
Whereas Javier, he was crying for real.
Well, how do
scenes.
You cry underwater?
I don't know, but you could see he was like actually like tearing up for real.
Yeah.
He didn't have any tears fall, which was, I guess, good continuity on
that. Well, okay. So I guess Terry Crews tried out for the role, which would have been so much better, in my opinion. I did not like, what's his name? Like Javier Bardem?
Oh, Terry Crews would have been so good.
Terry Crews would have been,
he would have been
so
iconic.
Bomb. And I just felt like in the original one, Triton doesn't have a shirt on. He's just like this ripped dude, you know, with long white hair.
Yeah.
And Terry Crews, ripped, shirtless,
also,
long white hair,
I think Terry
gorgeous.
Crews plays like, I feel like he can play the tough guy with like the loving heart.
Yeah.
And I think he would have done really well
with that. Javier
that.
Bardem, there was no loving heart in that man. Like,
I just
they
think,
did not.
I mean, that might have been on the writing too, that they didn't give him enough character development, which is something you mentioned.
Yeah. But Terry Crews definitely has that like soft side, and he's got that ripped bod. And I just thought the way that they dressed King Triton in this was almost comedic. Like, he looked funny.
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
He had like giant seashells, like all over. I don't know. It just wasn't it.
It wasn't it.
I just need... Why can't he just be ripped and shirtless with long white hair and a beard? We'd all love it.
I know. Terry Crews
would love
good.
It.
I like
love
that
to see
suggestion.
It.
Well, then there's the queen, who's Noma Dumezweni. She is from The Watcher. She was in Normal People. And she
was also in The Undoing.
She was in Mary Poppins Returns.
Are you sure she's in The Watcher? Like, what is The Watcher?
Oh, Carly, yeah. She was the investigator.
But she's also in The Undoing with Nicole Kidman and what's-his-face.
The Undoing. Let me see.
It was like a HBO thing. It was really good.
I didn't see The Undoing.
I think it's The Undoing.
She is in The Undoing though.
Yeah, but I can't remember what she plays. But I remember her being in it.
Let's see. I could look it up. I got it pulled up right now. She was.
You could tell me her name, and I'm not gonna even know what that is.
She was Haley Fitzgerald.
I don't know what that is. I bet
she was only in 4 episodes. It says.
Whatever.
I don't know. I
She's
didn't watch
Gorg.
The Undoing, but
Gorgo.
Then Art Malik plays Sir Grisby, who is like the advisor to the prince Grimsby, and then David Digg plays Sebastian.
Yeah.
He's been in Blackish, and then he's also been in a bunch of stuff that I don't recognize. But so the box office so far is 10 million, but it literally dropped yesterday.
It actually didn't even come out yesterday. It comes out today. That yeah. was an early preview. That's why nobody was in the theater, because people didn't know it was out.
But the projected earnings is 120 million in the first weekend.
Whoa.
In Memorial Day weekend, with how much they've already made. And then like the pre-drop of the movie.
I was kind of shocked when we were in the movie and nobody was there. Like, it was maybe like a fourth of the way full,
they just hadn't been advertising.
People didn't know it was out yet. That's what it was. Mm-hmm. I think it officially comes out today.
Okay. So, what would you give it? How many stars out of five?
Okay, so last night I walked out of it and I was kind of like, meh. Because there was like some new original songs that weren't that good. None of the songs hit as hard as the originals, even though Hailey Bailey was bomb. Hallie. That was not...
Halle Bailey.
The beautiful merwoman was... her voice was amazing, and it wasn't like her
In
fault.
My opinion, they did not do her justice.
They do not do her justice.
She the deserved a better movie.
Weren't as big as they should have been.
Agreed.
They did not hit. I'm not going to go back and re-listen to them like I do with the originals.
Mm-hmm.
I left it a little disappointed, and then I woke up this morning. I'm like, "Well, shit, you know, I'd see it again." I think I
would.
I
wouldn't watch it again now. I would give it a 3.5.
I gave it 4 out of 5. I really,
that's
I liked
good
it.
Score.
Honestly, I mean, I usually give things I love 5 out of 5.
Yeah, usually but Carly comes out of a movie like really loving good. It.
It's totally worth seeing. Also, I mean, I didn't think Sebastian and Scuttle looked as bad as people were saying.
Oh, also, I didn't say who played Scuttle. Awkwafina played Scuttle.
Hilarious.
She is an icon. I love her.
Amazing.
She's
better than
so
the original.
Good. She's so funny. She's so cute. Just love her.
Yeah. Amazing.
She's always great. She was in Crazy Rich Asians. She was in Renfield recently, but
The Farewell.
The Farewell, yes. She plays a good serious actor too. So
she's amazing. She's 10 out of 10
for her. And I love that they cast. See, that was another inclusivity thing that was not forced. Like her being Scuttle. She just fit it, you know?
Yeah.
It didn't feel like they were forcing Scuttle to be a woman. It just worked.
Yeah, it did work. Also, Scuttle is not a seagull. It's like a fish. It's a different kind of...
It's like a bird.
It's a different kind of bird. There are birds that like dive into the water. Like people didn't understand. It's not just like a seagull. Scuttle looks different because
it's
a different kind of
bird. It would go underwater, yeah.
Yeah. And Flounder looked cute. I honestly thought Sebastian looked fine too.
Sebastian.
There was so much backlash when like people finally saw what they looked like. But like when you watch the movie, like it's fine. Like it works just fine.
That Sebastian was really cute, and he really did look like a crab too.
Yeah, it was cute.
Yeah,
no complaints.
So I have a couple of notes and just comments I want to make before we talk about the movie.
Okay.
Number one, I want to say when I first saw the ad for this and I saw that it was Halle Bailey, I like teared up.
Oh, I did.
Not even kidding.
Oh my god, I did.
It was
too.
An emotional experience.
This was a couple. I think I like first saw like the trailer like a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Honestly, like the full trailer. I got goosebumps and I did tear up.
And it's because I didn't know they were making it and I didn't know she was casted.
I know.
So when I saw it, I was like, oh my God. Like I was like jaw drop moment.
She's absolutely breathtakingly perfection.
Mm-hmm. And I love the like, I do like that they are putting more representation like into the Disney princesses.
Too.
Because like, I know like seeing people that look like me, you know what I mean, who are
like
successful,
like all the
seeing
Disney
like
princesses look like
women
us.
Successful, like it does make you feel like wow, like I could do something like mm-hmm. great too, like them. So like I love to see the representation. I think it's beautiful.
I do too.
And it wasn't forced. It was natural because she was literally perfect for the role.
She also
so,
literally looks like a cartoon character.
10 out of 10. I just can't give her enough props. She
I
was
really
just
can't.
She's
this
an
whole
icon.
Podcast is you could just like make a compilation of perfection, beautiful, perfect,
yeah,
love
this
it.
This is just like our like.
And then me saying her name wrong.
I know. We're just sitting here just basically telling everybody how amazing she was
the
whole time.
The
but
whole
that's how I feel
podcast.
About it.
Yeah.
Okay. So now I have some comments about things that... So like, in my opinion, they didn't change a lot, but they changed some things that I just didn't like.
Think needed to be changed.
Yeah. Like there's some things they changed that I loved. Like, you know, Halle Bailey or Scuttles was Awkwafina. Like things like that. I liked that. But there were some things that I did not like. Like... the whole like little tweaking things where they kind of changed the story. Like there was a part where she got him to guess her name.
Oh, that was
and it was
awful.
So cringy and it did
so
not make
cringy.
Any sense. Like in the original movie, when he's trying to guess her name and she can't speak, the crab just like whispers it. Sebastian tells him it.
Yeah,
I wish they had just done that.
Done that. The way
that
they did it made no sense. They like, she like touches his lips it's just stupid. Like, it doesn't make sense. I was, like thinking of every other name that starts with an A, not Ariel.
I'm like, if you're going to keep everything the same, why would you change stupid shit? You know?
Like, things like that just work.
You should have just kept it the same if it worked.
That worked.
Like, the only things that they changed that I didn't like were because they were lazy when they changed it.
Well, they
like,
also...
they could have done something better with a lot of things.
In the original movie, they don't show... Eric's parents at all. Did they die in, like, I don't even
you
remember.
Don't know, they don't really tell you.
So in this one, Eric is a orphan who was adopted or something
by the queen,
which is, I like that storyline. That kind of like explains his parents. Maybe there's something that happened to the parents in the first movie that I think
his parents were
missed.
Killed by mermaids.
What?
Yeah, and that's why the queen hates them.
Oh, okay.
Because his parents were killed by mermaids.
Oh, okay. Or like by the ocean or something. Yeah. I don't know.
The ocean.
And then also, there's a couple other things that they changed, but I feel like we need to like get to the story.
Yeah, we'll get to the story. But I think just before we even get into it, there's a couple things we can say. Let's talk about the hair, makeup, and the wardrobe, because it was...
I liked it.
It's not it.
I didn't think it was that bad.
I don't think it was it.
The only thing I missed was at the end when she emerges out of the water. She didn't have like a sparkling
the sparkly
gown
dress.
On. She
I would have
like
that.
A wet, dirty.
She put
dress.
The wet, dirty dress on, and like her bra bando thing. So lazy.
Why didn't we put some seashells over
so
her boobs? I
lazy.
Always loved that as a kid. Just like massive seashells.
The boob seashells, yeah.
Boob seashells. I've always wanted a pair.
That would be so
why did we have to make her skin like? Scaly.
Why did well I guess
like
it was
part
weird
of her
how,
skin
like, her bra was a part of her skin.
It was weird.
I don't
why
know.
Can't wear the seashell bras because I know every girl loves the seashell yes. bras.
Okay, also something else, the new music, not it. Everything that they added new, didn't like it.
Beauty and the Beast, the new live action one, had a new song they added called Evermore that slaps so hard.
Oh my god, we'll get to it because I have a part where I want to talk about
okay.
it specifically. We'll get to that. So, you ready to get into the plot?
Let's do it. Let's but you have it. To do it,
Let's
and I'll contribute,
because
I cannot.
So, this movie, obviously, I feel like everybody knows the storyline of Little Mermaid at this point, but we're going to walk through it anyway. So, Ariel
is a mermaid.
Should we say
the original?
It's literally exactly the same.
No, like the original story. I want to say something. I have a quick thing that I want to add in. I threw you off.
If we talk through the original storyline and the new one, it's going to be exactly
no,
the
no,
same.
No, no, no. I'm saying the book, the Hans Christian
Andersen
book.
Oh, I want to know the Hans Christian one.
So the Hans Christian... Hans Christian Andersen Little Mermaid story is like really dark.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically... you know, sea witch, mermaid, she falls in love with some dude or something, I guess. And then when she goes on land, it's like it feels like she walks on knives with every step she takes. And then there's a portion of it where the sea witch is like, if you want to come back to the ocean, you can if you kill the prince. And then also in the end, she like doesn't get the prince's love and then just turns into sea foam. It's like very dark. And I guess in 2015, they were going to do a Disney live action with Chloe Grace Moretz with Sophia Coppola directing it.
Ew.
Like a dark version. Oh, I would have loved.
Oh, a dark version would have been
dark
good.
Version. Not with Chloe Grace Moretz. I don't need her in anything.
I don't like her that
but
much.
I would have loved a dark Little Mermaid. Someone needs to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the like just the original one was much darker. I think it's like basically the same, but like way darker. And obviously we had to Disney-fy it. So that's the original based off the book. Everyone knows the, like, 1989 one. Now you can get into the new
okay.
one.
So, Ariel is a mermaid princess. She's the daughter of King Triton, who's, like, the ruler of all the mer people in the ocean.
All the seven seas.
All the seven seas. And so, Ariel's super into the human world. Everybody knows that. Triton doesn't want her to be interested in it because her mom was killed by a human. So, he's like, no, sweetie, no. And so, Ariel... She likes to collect human objects from sunken ships, but her dad doesn't know about it because he'd be really mad about it. And then they introduce her friends Flounder the Fish and Scuttle, played by Awkwafina. And they're, you know, pretty much literally word for word the same as
Jacob
the original
Tremblay
movie.
Plays the Flounder.
I don't remember who played Flounder. But Ariel, instead of in the original movie missing a concert, Ariel misses the Coral Moon meeting, I guess, where she's supposed to be, where all of her sisters come together. There's a sister for every seven seas.
The sisters are goofy looking.
Yeah, let's talk about the sisters right now.
They're goofy looking.
They I liked how every sister was like of a different culture because they were of a different sea across the world.
Loved that.
Do you have a favorite sister? Because I have a favorite sister of
all
of them.
My favorite sister is the gorgeous Indian girl from Bridgerton, who had like, I don't know, 30 seconds was pretty. Of screen time.
My favorite was Tamika.
Oh, gorge.
She was so beautiful. Yeah. I just loved her outfit and everything.
But like, I don't know, just
the Bridgerton one was pretty too.
Bridgerton one's pretty, but that's because I love that girl from Bridgerton.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know, the sisters just all looked silly. They looked like circus.
It just was not people well with their crazy made. Outfits. They just looked weird.
Where are the fish bras? The fish seashell bras. That's what I want.
Where are the seashell bras?
Colorful seashell bras.
I stand for seashell bras.
Me too. Where can I get some?
So basically, she misses this meeting with her sisters. She gets in trouble. And so afterwards, after getting in trouble, she decides she's going to go to the surface to watch some fireworks that a ship is exploding in the sky.
A ship is exploding in the sky.
I'm really bad at explaining things. You know it.
That makes sense.
So bad at this.
She just goes up to the surface because she sees like it's fireworks.
Literally, only been 6 months, and I still can't explain these well.
It's okay.
It's who I am.
It's kind of how you've always been.
What do you mean?
You're not great at explaining things, but I'm not either.
Yeah, whatever.
Stories are really hard for me to get through. Honestly, we're not the right people for like a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You should like JP's much better at that.
Yeah, sure. I don't know about that. So,
yeah, JP.
So basically the fireworks are coming from a ship that Prince Eric is on, and he is the prince of like a nearby Mediterranean kingdom.
I think it's Caribbean. Is the Caribbean in the Mediterranean?
According to Wikipedia, it's the Mediterranean.
I thought I read Caribbean.
It seemed like it would be Caribbean, but he said it was Mediterranean, or the Wikipedia said it's Mediterranean.
I thought it was Caribbean.
I thought it was too, but
because I thought the town was kind of like a Caribbean.
It did seem Caribbean. It didn't seem Mediterranean at all.
But it was also shot in Italy, so like I don't know.
They really shot it in Italy?
Yeah, it's shot in Italy. So like
it literally seems like everything was a set.
No, I think it's shot in Italy. I don't know.
Huh. Okay. Well, Ariel is like, you know, up there enjoying the fireworks. It's nighttime. She gets into like one of the little rowboats attached to the boat so that she can watch the humans closer and see what they're doing. And they're like dancing and partying. And she overhears Eric talking to Grimsby, the prime minister, and his advisor. And he's talking about how much he wants to explore the unknown and help the people of his kingdom. And I just want to say, this is the first red flag in the movie that she falls in love with this man after hearing him have one conversation.
Yeah.
And if you're
clearly
gonna give up,
she was just
like,
attracted to him.
I know, she was just physically
and
attracted
his legs,
to him.
His long legs.
His legums. And if you're going to give up your entire life for a man, you better know him a little bit better than like overhearing him have
really
one conversation.
True.
And like, it works in an animated movie because it's not
it's
real.
An animated
but
Disney
when you
movie.
See human actors doing
yeah.
it, it's like really weird.
That happens
and like,
a couple times in this movie where she's like, this doesn't really translate to like a live action.
I know. And it's like they're sitting here trying to like empower women by like tweaking the movie to be more
like Ariel,
you know,
saves
equal,
him every single time,
but then they still have her throwing her whole life away for a guy
for
she
a
doesn't
man.
know.
Yeah,
you know,
actually,
what I mean,
I didn't even think
it's kind
about
of
that.
Really contradictory.
That is so like, yeah, but then you can't even make the movie because that's the entire plot of
the
movie.
Entire plot. But I wish they could have maybe like, I don't know, fall in love actually before or something.
Before, how would you do that? She would already be a mermaid.
No, but maybe he was like not hating on the
mermaids.
Well,
she did sing to him for a couple seconds.
No, that's how I got Jonathan.
Isn't she like, I don't know when, I don't know how.
Yeah, she was singing to him.
Something's happening right now. And then he wakes up.
Yes.
So yeah, that like
that
she
was,
sang to him, and
I really wouldn't have remembered it if you didn't sing it.
I think that is, guys. If I'm wrong, sorry. I think those are the part that she sang to him. I just skipped ahead. Sorry.
She sang that song, but they made like a new version of it where it made sense to what she was saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just wanted to say that's kind of a plot hole and a little bit of a disappointment in my opinion. So basically when she's sitting there, she's watching them, you know, on their boat have a good time shooting off fireworks. There's a storm that comes out of nowhere. And the ship crashes, and all of the men make it to their lifeboats except for Eric. So she rescues him, and she sings to him with her siren voice to help save his life.
The scene where he, like, is on the ship is pretty, like, really good, though. Like, when it's on fire, and, like, the dog is barking, and he has to go back and get Max. And
but that's exactly the same thing from the original
movie. I know, but
movie.
It's really good. Like, I felt like they did that really well.
I liked it. I thought it was good.
And then he, like, falls through the side of the ship, like, through the railing. It's like, whoa!
Whoa!
Like, it looks really paint. I thought that was done really well.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was good.
Scurry.
You scurry.
You scurry. Wait, scurry. That's from Django Unchained.
Yeah, it is.
And Kerry Washington's talking to, like, the slave owner. It's like, you scurry me or something.
No, he's like, you scare girl? And she's like, oh, he was, like, calling her out because she was, like, acting, like, weird. And he was like, you're acting like you're scared of something. And she was like, you're scary. Like, you're scaring me.
You scare me. I don't remember what it was.
I don't know, but I quote that all the time.
Yeah.
You scurry. So yeah, she rescues Eric, takes him to the shore, same as the original movie, sings to him as he's barely waking up, and then she runs away when all the other humans show up.
I don't know how, but I know something's happening right now.
Then this is when we get blessed. We get blessed with the new song that they wrote for Eric.
Oh my god, this was so angsty. He's like, well, I can't even sing it back. It was so bad.
It was like, come back to me.
Come back
to me.
I
love you.
Ocean lady. Like,
this is my woman.
That's my ocean woman. It was so angsty. Like, he's such a pick me guy. Like, I can't with him. Honestly, his character's pretty annoying.
Yeah, his character was very annoying in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about Eric's song. So this is when we were talking about earlier, you brought it up, Evermore. From Beauty and the Beast.
Forever.
Such an amazing song. We were obsessed with that song. And, okay, that's fine. So, now, honestly, very freaking disappointed in the new one that they gave this guy.
Not
because
good.
Evermore was so freaking good.
Yeah.
And his song, this one was just angsty, you know?
It was just like an angsty teenager.
And maybe...
This guy, he just seems like a little spoiled brat. Like, oh, I'm sorry, you see some girl, you're probably dreaming because you just passed out for like 8 hours. You're washed up on the ocean side of the sand.
The ocean side.
Whatever. And... he's like, I have to find this woman. Send out all the carriages. Oh my god, this lady, this like woman that I don't even know. They're like, he's just going crazy over this girl that he doesn't even know even exists. Expects everyone to take him seriously, and then has this whole angsty like, my life is horrible.
Like, it just didn't work.
I miss this imaginary person.
You sing so much.
This
You're is welcome. More of a singing podcast than anything else.
It probably should be. Maybe I should start my own podcast
and where just, you like, sing things.
Sing
you
the
sing
whole
talk.
Podcast. Yeah.
That would be Bitch. Lovely. But yeah, I just think maybe it's because he's like, you know, he's no Dan Stevens. Maybe he just can't
he's
pull it
off.
He's
not a Dan Stevens.
Like Dan Stevens
or
can.
Harry Styles, definitely.
Harry Styles? Oh,
Harry Styles could have pulled it
so
off, probably.
Good.
This guy just wasn't a
Harry
great
Styles
singer.
Could sing Happy Birthday, and I would think that he deserves a Grammy for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, he's just so good. Okay, so Ariel basically has started to act very absent-minded, and her sisters are like, this girl is in love. That is why she's acting this way. So overhearing this, Triton's like, oh my god, my daughter's in love. That's why she's been acting so weird.
Can I intervene?
What?
So in the original movie, they do such a good job at making Triton and Ariel's relationship so loving.
Yet.
But no, this part is... So in the original movie, he's like... she's in love
and he's happy
so
about it.
Excited for her.
Yeah,
like he kind of gets a gushy face.
Yeah,
because he loves her so much. Like he's all gushy about it.
Mm-hmm.
In this movie, he's just such like a cold character.
You even said that like in the original movie they made it obvious that she was his favorite.
Yeah, so
and maybe
obvious.
I guess they don't want
this
to portray
one,
that people have favorites with their kids, but I don't
it
know
it seems like in this one
like...
she's kind of more of like a burden to him.
Yeah, I think so too. I think she's seen more as a burden,
not as like that's and, my daughter. I don't know.
Yeah, but basically like long story short, so we can keep talking about this,
sorry,
he finds out that she actually is in love with a human, and that is why she's acting all aloof. And so he decides to destroy all of her human collectibles.
Abuse. Straight up abusive.
And in the original movie, you can tell that the dad was doing it because he felt like he needed to get it out of her life to bring her back. And like he felt bad about it
after. Yeah,
because
there's a part in the original movie, he looks back and he's all angry.
And he's like, why did
I do
this?
And then he looks and he's angry. And then he like has this like... what did I do face?
Yeah.
Like he regrets it. And then in this one, you don't even see him. He just destroys a ton of shit.
And then doesn't
and
care.
And then leaves. And you don't even see, there's no, I just think that moment of him looking back with this like face with regret and feeling bad is so crucial to like their relationship
and
like just creating
that
daddy daughter like
mm-hmm.
relationship. And they don't do any of that.
I agree.
I think it's honestly borderline abusive. Like if my dad ever did that to me and just destroyed all my shit, I would never forgive him. Like, that's kind of insane.
Yeah.
He's a little unhinged.
Unhinged. So I fully agree with that. And I think that was one pitfall in this movie. Maybe they didn't want it to seem like she was his favorite or something.
That was one of the biggest pitfalls in this movie.
But you just don't emotionally feel the connection between the dad and the daughter, pretty much.
Like, ever.
Not at all. It was. They made a mistake with that.
That's the, I would say, the biggest of all the things mm-hmm. in the movie. I think that was my biggest issue.
So after the dad destroys all of her crap, she turns to her auntie, the sea witch, Ursula. And I couldn't remember.
I like this.
In the original movie, was Ursula her aunt?
No, but I like it.
Great. Then it made a real reason why she hated him, because she always...
There has to be a motive.
I bet you, like, him growing up, she was always, like, the second favorite.
The black sheep.
And then she lashed out, and her parents basically, you know, acted the same way Triton did and pushed her away.
Now, I don't know why she's an octopus and he is a mermaid. I'm not sure about his parents.
It doesn't really make sense.
But it doesn't really matter. It gives the motive for
her hating him so much. It would have been cool if they maybe did a story about their childhood and why she hated him.
I don't think we had time for that, because they already added like a whole hour
but
to the movie.
They could have had, honestly, here's the thing. They could write, if they had good writers, a really good movie about
You're
their childhood.
Totally right. Yeah.
But if Disney did it, today it would be really bad.
Yeah, they can't do it anymore.
But if they put, you know, some real effort into it, it would have
been
good.
Really interesting. Actually, you should be a Disney writer, because you could probably do better than these people.
I'm not a good writer. I'm not a creative person. I'm not good at coming up with like new original ideas.
Me either. Mom always comes up with all my ideas, and then I take them and make them burp. Sorry, fabulous.
You make them burp.
I make them burp, bitch.
So basically, she goes to Ursula's lair, where she makes the deal of a lifetime. She is going to give up her legs and her voice, and she is also going to give up her whatchamacallit.
There's like in this movie, they add this thing with her memory, so she forgets that she has to kiss him in 3 days or she will belong to the witch. So
yeah.
She like adds this part to the spell. She adds that
but
to the spell.
But this is what bothers me about it.
Which
so
I
like
think you needed that.
Originally, she just gives up her voice and she gives up her mermaid tail and her ability to breathe underwater. And Ursula gives her, you know, human legs and 3 days to, you know, shoot her shot. See if she can fall in love with this guy and get true love's kiss. But I don't understand why they had to change it to where now Ursula puts an extra spell without telling her she doesn't know about the kiss, because it's not necessary. It's stupid. Like, I don't know if they thought maybe they were thinking like people are going to be like, well, why doesn't she just plant a kiss on him if he's her true love?
Supposed to be true love's
kiss. I guess they thought that would be a plot hole, you know, but in my opinion, there are so many other plot holes. So many, like, this is one of the things that they changed that I thought was stupid.
Didn't need to be changed.
There was no reason to change it.
Not make sense in the first movie. That was like, they're fixing things that don't need to be fixed.
Yeah. And honestly, like, she is a 16-year-old and she is timid and shy, and like obviously she's gonna be nervous to kiss this guy. Like, I don't think you need to have some magic spell that she doesn't know.
Yeah.
The story played out exactly the same.
I know.
It's like they just threw it in there because they thought it would be some huge plot hole people would be upset about. But it's like everybody accepted it in the original movie, they're gonna accept it in this movie. It was weird. So Ariel does accept the deal, and she is taken to the surface by Flounder and Sebastian because she can't breathe. And this is where a fisherman rescues her, and he takes him to the kingdom, and he takes her to the castle, which I must say, great hospitality on the part of this royal family, that whenever anybody washes up on the shore, they get, you know, the royal treatment.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to wash up on that shore.
I'm going to wash up on that
shore. Dump me in the ocean, and I'll wash away. I would love to. That'd be awesome. They give her, like, I think her outfit's cute, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
so
the blue dress is really cute.
Yeah, they gave her a really cute blue dress. I really liked the costume design for that.
Too.
But her shoes were ugly. I didn't
the
like,
shoes.
I
she
didn't
took
like
the shoes
shirt.
Off because they were stupid.
Yeah. But so she gets there and Eric's like, oh my God, this woman just showed up. What if she is the woman who saved my life that I'm in love with, even though I've never met her and I wrote a whole stupid song for her.
And I sent all the carriages out looking for her.
Yeah, all the carriages are out looking for her. So he rushes to meet Ariel. When she arrives, and Ariel's so excited, and this is the peak of her facial acting, when she turns around and she's like so excited to see him, and then the like loss and the sadness and disappointment when she sees that he doesn't recognize her and he doesn't think that she is the girl who saved him.
Yeah. He was pretty quick to be like,
no,
nope.
No, not you. You can't
not
speak.
You.
Well, sorry, I'm not sorry.
Yeah. Sorry.
So he basically is nice to her, but he's like not, you know, putting in any effort to get to know her.
He puts her off a little bit. He's kind of just like, cool, bye.
Great to see you. I guess he's heartbroken because he's looking for the love of his life and I can't find her. Yeah, he's a little bit of a brickety brat, but that's fine. So later that evening, Ariel is exploring the castle and she finds Eric's collection of random shit. And she's so excited because she finds out that they're both hoarders. It's not just her. He does it too.
Okay, this is one of his pick me moments. He's like, I know it seems weird, but I like to collect all these trinkets from my travels.
Oh my God, yeah.
I know it's weird. You wouldn't get it.
This part of the movie, I was like, are you telling me that you and this man are going to fall in love with each other and all of your conversations are one-sided? Like, he is literally just talking at you.
He is ridiculous. He is so full of himself. He loves talking at her. He's just talking about his own shit.
He's like, let me show you all these things because you totally wouldn't know
them. He loves that she can't talk because she can't contribute. He's talking about himself. Mm-hmm. He can't ask about her. He doesn't have to ask about her.
He basically only likes the fact that she listens to everything he says and yeah. wants to know everything he says. And then
he doesn't have to ask about her.
That she knows a little bit about like the sea trinkets, things he didn't know. Like, basically, he liked that.
This is one of the things for me that did not translate from the original animated film to the live action mm-hmm. was the fact that she doesn't speak, because also like now in this like day and age, like it's just like I'm like, okay, so he just wants a woman that shuts up and lets him speak the whole time because mm-hmm. he doesn't ask a single thing about her except
I know
her name
another instance where they could have made it empowering and they decided to just go with the extremely like anti-feminist storyline of
yeah.
them falling in love without her even being able to say a word.
Like,
are you kidding
weird.
Me?
That's very
like they
not
could
it.
Have maybe tweaked the spell a little bit to make it so that she couldn't tell him who she was, or she couldn't, you
she
know,
has to not be
disclose
able to speak,
certain
though.
Information, but she could still talk, or she maybe just loses her singing voice or something,
her siren voice.
I don't know.
She has to not be able to speak. Maybe she can write. There should have been something, because this just feels way old-fashioned.
It's too old-fashioned for what they were trying to do.
It did not translate. And mm-hmm. this dude just loved talking to her.
So basically, after this, the next day, he promises to take her to explore the kingdom. And they basically just have a little montage of them falling in love at a market and dancing.
It's totally cute.
Yeah, it was cute.
There's a little Jodie Benson cameo. Mm-hmm. She like gives her a fork and she tries to like brush her hair with it, and people are weirded out. It's very
cute.
Yeah,
it was cute. It was a good cameo.
I love the
original
Ariel. Town they live in. It looks like a Caribbean, like
it looked very Caribbean.
Paradise.
I don't know why they said Mediterranean.
Wherever that town is, I want to live there.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, then Sebastian basically sees that. You know, he follows Ariel onto the land and he learns and realizes that Ursula put a special spell on her that she doesn't know she needs to kiss Eric
to win
the
bet.
So Sebastian, Scuttle, and Flounder take it upon themselves to get them to kiss. So they do the whole like sha-la-la-la thing where they're singing in the boat after the Ariel
Very
and Eric steal a boat.
It's underwhelming.
They literally steal a boat. And they try to make them kiss, and it was underwhelming. I liked
it
before. It
was kind of romantic, though.
I liked it before when all of the like river animals were like in on the song and dancing and getting everybody to fall in love. Whereas in this case, it was just kind of like meh.
I don't know.
And this is where they do the weird part where she like tells him her name, and it just doesn't work. It was bad.
It's so cringe.
Yeah, but then the same as the original movie, when they're about to kiss, the eels come in, flip their boat, and stop it all. Mm-hmm. And so Ursula is super mad when she realizes that the two almost kissed, and she's like, I need to intervene. I need to stop this. So she guises herself as a beautiful young woman named Vanessa, and she uses Ariel's siren voice to hypnotize Eric.
But the girl that
Let's just talk about
Vanessa.
She
is so hot.
She was so fantastic. Like, she needed more scenes. I wish that they had spent more time on, like, you know, her. They could have had some really good girl drama of the two of them, like, you know, having to interact in the castle and Eric being in love with Vanessa now and like maybe like a dinner party or something would have been good. Like, drama.
That girl was
so good.
Fiery. Phenomenal.
She needed more scenes.
More screen time. She
her
had, what, like
so
5 minutes max? She needed a whole,
she needed
more.
A storyline.
She made that part. When I saw her on the screen, I was like, oh shit. This bitch.
Uh-huh.
Oh no, you better watch
she
out,
was
Ariel.
So good.
She was hot.
Mm-hmm. I loved her.
Loved her. That actress. You know what's so weird? So I was like doing some research last night, like looking at all these actresses' ages, and like I'm like 25, and like
these girls are my age.
They're
23.
All the girls I remember in high school seeing like the Cinderella movie, and in college seeing the Beauty and the Beast movie, and they're all like older than me. Now I'm older than all the people playing these princesses.
It's crazy.
Like
it's
I
literally
think,
crazy that girls my age are doing this.
I think the girl that played Vanessa is like 23, and the other one, Haley.
She's 23.
Haley
too.
Bailey.
She's also 23.
Holly Bailey is 22.
Yeah. No, like, she's 23.
I don't care. They're younger than me, and I just remember when they were older than me. Now I'm old. I could never be a princess.
It's so weird. It's
yeah,
so
obsessed,
weird.
Obsessed.
You are a princess.
Thanks,
Beth. When we go to Disney, they call us Your Majesty.
They do.
Which is so cute. Because we wear tiaras.
We wear tiaras every
Disney.
Time we go for like the last, I don't know,
at least decade. Yeah.
I think.
At least a decade.
Since I think we got the tiaras when
we were
like I was
13.
Like 15, I was 15.
13,
I think
14.
You were like 12. Mm-hmm. And we got tiaras.
And we still wear the same ones.
We wear them every single time.
I'm so
time.
Scared mine's going to like break or something.
Well, yours
because
is
they
cardboard.
Don't sell it anymore. They don't sell those.
Now they sell plastic
like
ones.
Dinky ones.
They're plastic. They're disgusting.
Yeah. But.
But, yeah. Just want to say obsessed. A lot of the casting was so spot on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it was just the only one that was maybe off was King Triton. And I would say
Eric
maybe
could have been better.
But Eric wasn't bad.
Everybody else was great, though.
But everyone else, fab.
10 out of 10.
Yeah, for sure.
So, basically, Ursula uses Ariel's voice to hypnotize Eric while she is in Vanessa's body. And so she comes to shore. She makes Eric fall in love with her. And then the next day, all of a sudden, Eric is announcing his engagement to Vanessa. And Ariel is like, excusez-moi. Like, we are in love. What are you doing? And this is when Scuttle finds out that Vanessa is actually Ursula, and he goes to tell Ariel, but of course we must cue the rap song because this is Awkwafina.
Oh my god.
And I'm not gonna lie, I did not like
it. I hated it. My parents liked it.
I was super overwhelmed by it. Like, it was so fast and so aggressive that I couldn't even pay attention to what they were saying.
Well, it was cute until they started rapping, and then I was like, what?
Yeah.
Okay, but then it's cute because there's a part where, like, so Ariel runs out of the room and, like, I guess throws her blanket and it lands on top of Scuttle and Sebastian, and there's like this pause, and then Sebastian goes, Scuttle, you're too close.
It was really,
really,
funny.
Really funny.
It was a good joke.
Yeah, no, they had the Scuttle and Sebastian really funny together. Like, they were constantly saying funny shit.
Yeah, they were
sure.
A good,
like,
duo.
Laugh out loud moments.
Yeah. So then once they find this out and they're done with their rap, you know, montage.
Yeah.
They all rush to the engagement party where Vanessa and Eric are celebrating their
Vanessa
very
looks bomb.
Quick engagement. Vanessa looks wonderful. She's an icon. She's talking about how she saved Eric and all that stuff.
Oh my god.
And then they basically save the day the same way that they did originally. So the bird rips the necklace off of her neck and then they smash it. Ariel's voice goes back into her body.
But
that was so hokey, though, the way they had her voice like
that was
in the
pretty
air
funny. I actually laughed out loud. But okay, something I don't like is that in this version they're not at their wedding when this happened. So like in the
original wedding better. Yeah.
In the original, they're getting married. They're on the ship having a wedding. This is just the engagement party. They're at the castle, and I really do like. I loved it being like on the boat, but like whatever.
I preferred it at their wedding too because it was more dramatic.
It wasn't not good though. I just like, I loved that.
I always just wondered in the original one, like all of these innocent bystanders who are just like guests, they must be like, what the fuck is wrong with this family?
What's going on here?
You just got engaged to someone in one day and then now all of a sudden they turned into an octopus and you're marrying the other girl who is a mermaid.
Okay.
Like,
I would, if I was Ariel and this guy that I was vibing with just got engaged in a day, I would not go back for that man. I'd be like, goodbye. Good
well,
day,
he was
sir.
Bewitched.
Good day.
He was bewitched.
Yeah, but like, you, she didn't know that at first. And I would just be like, absolutely not. This is done. Like, I'm not doing this.
Well, that's what she did until they told her that it was actually Ursula and not Vanessa. She had left. She was like, she'd given up.
I feel
up.
Like I'd still be a little bit like, this bitch. Like, this dude.
You're
I'm
saying
out.
You'd, you know, smash the windows in his car or something?
I would probably scratch his car, his carriage.
His
maybe
carriage.
Steal his dog, Max. I would do something.
I'm taking Max. I'm taking the dog.
I'm taking the dog.
Taking the dog.
Taking the damn dog.
Yeah, so basically, then the same thing happens as the original movie. Ariel's back into herself, Eric sees it, and they are about to kiss, and then the sun sets, and the spell is sadly not broken.
Oh, God.
Because she ran out of 3 days, and the same exact thing happens in the other movie. Ursula turns into an angry octopus.
She gets
Ariel
giant and disgusting
and Eric
looking.
Get into an ocean fight with her, and the only thing that they changed here is that instead of Ariel, okay, well, I forgot to mention, Triton trades his life for Ariel's
life. The original.
And it's the same thing as the original. He trades his life because he loves her silly. They don't more than the kingdom.
They love each other. Like, he's not trying. He's not being. It doesn't seem like he's really protective to her. Yeah, I just think Terry Crews would have been better. I don't know. He's got I think Terry Crews plays the
loving father better.
But Terry Crews looks like, you know, he's got that hard shell. He's super buff. He's this big man. He looks like,
yeah, buff guy.
But then you, like, see him and stuff, and he's so soft and sweet and, like, kind of fatherly. And I just... The Javier Bardem guy, sorry if I said it wrong, guys, just not it. This isn't his kind of role.
Yeah. So Ursula, instead of taking Ariel, accepts the trade from Triton and kills Triton. Ariel's free, but her and Eric decide they're going to try to kill Ursula because Ursula now has the power of the sea with the Trident.
She looks disgusting.
And she grows into a big scary monster.
Really disgusting.
She makes a storm exactly the same as the original movie. The only difference is... that in the original movie, Eric crashes a ship into Ursula to kill her. And they literally, the only thing they changed was that Ariel was now driving the ship and she is the one who crashes it into Ursula to save her.
I don't know why they had to do that. Like, why can't Eric just do it? Like, she already saved him once.
I get it. She, you know, they wanted her to save the day. Girl power, love that. But if you're going to do that, like, let her beat Ursula in a different way. Like, come up with something new.
Yeah.
Instead of literally just the lazy option is just, oh, yeah, make Ariel do it instead.
It does feel kind of lazy. It is lazy. I agree. Like,
she could have done something way better.
It wasn't the best.
So I was disappointed in that. But once Ursula is dead, Trident comes back to life, which, to be honest, I have an alternate ending that I would have rather seen, and I'm going to tell you it right now.
Oh, I want to know.
So for some reason, Trident comes back to life. He takes his, you know, staff or whatever the hell you call it.
They seem like they're too scared to, like, touch each other or, like, hug each other.
They don't seem like they
really
would...
be...
They should have hugged or something.
I don't know, fatherly,
least,
daughterly.
Don't.
Like, if... Well, okay, weird. So she saves him. He comes back to life. She doesn't rush up to hug him.
No, she doesn't.
You know, like... I don't know. It's just weird. Like, you know, you came home. We hadn't seen you in a while. You rush up and you hugged.
You hugged people,
parent.
Yeah.
You hugged your parents. She's like, your dad just came back from death. And she's, it's literally a moment. She's like, you saved, he's like, you saved my life. And she's like, you saved my life. And it's like, okay, that's all. Like, it was weird.
Yeah. It just, it didn't work.
It's not a fatherly, daughterly relationship in any way whatsoever.
I would have liked to see... Ariel, like, Triton dying and, like, staying dead.
That would have been awesome.
And then Ursula dies. Ariel takes the Triton and she becomes the ruler of the seas. Her and Eric get married.
And he and becomes a merman.
And then they unite the human kingdom with the mermaid kingdom.
Okay, that's bomb.
And they rule over it together.
That's bomb.
That's what I would have liked to see.
That is cool. Mm-hmm. Like that. And that's very feminist. So, like, let Eric, you know, we don't have to change that. Eric should have just killed Ursula, like in the original. You don't have to switch that. It's lazy. But then have her get the Trident.
And she takes over the kingdom.
The seat. Now that's some feminist stuff.
I would have liked that.
That would be cool. And then bring the two. Genius. I love.
Thank you.
I love.
I should have been the writer for this.
You
they
probably
really
should have. They didn't fail. Like, I loved the movie. Like, I walked
they just
out
didn't
of it.
Try.
I very much enjoyed it.
They didn't try.
Yeah. It just felt a little lazy sometimes.
I agree. But yeah, that's all that I had for my notes. Overall, like, could have been better, but it is what it is. And so the way that they ended it in the movie, which I was disappointed in, was Triton makes her human, says goodbye to her, and then the pair, Eric and Ariel, get married, and then they go off to travel the world together.
Yeah. No, they don't get married. I think they just leave engaged.
Oh, they just got engaged.
Engaged.
It looked like they were celebrating. Though,
it sounds like they got engorged.
They were throwing flower petals at them.
I don't know. I thought they were just engaged because we didn't see any kind of wedding or like any band.
I love a wedding.
It doesn't matter. But I just feel like,
oh my god,
it was not my favorite, but it was really enjoyable. Totally worth seeing. Not a failure. My favorite live action Disney movie is definitely the Cinderella with Lily James, though. I loved that one.
Mm-hmm.
All the other ones are
crap.
Well,
that's because it was the first one.
I don't think it was the first one.
And we were like, whoa.
But it was one of the early ones. I think I was in high school when I saw that. And I remember I wore my Cinderella tiara in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot it in the car. And my boyfriend at the time went out and got it for me.
Oh, that's kind of sweet.
Yeah.
So I just realized that Jonathan and I have not picked a movie for next week.
Can I help you? What's coming out?
There's really not a lot.
You could do The Whale.
I don't want to do old movies. I want to do new movies.
Okay. So what's a new movie coming
out? I honestly think we're just going to have to leave it open-ended today, and everybody will find out based off what we post on Letterboxd, because I needed to talk to
Jonathan.
You
guys should watch the original Double Indemnity.
And talk about it?
Yeah.
I want to, Carly, really but good. The whole concept of the podcast is we like to watch new movies and talk about new movies. I know that we chose our name based off Double Indemnity, but I don't know. We'll figure it out later. I'm going to talk to Jonathan. That's it for today, folks. Thanks for chiming in. Thanks, Carly, for sitting in for Jonathan.
That's the last you're going to hear from me, guys. I'm never going to be on the podcast ever again. You're stuck with JP now. Bye.